scriptures about Messiah. Messiah and the name, here on Yahva Not Yahweh. I am Stefania Eber. Stefania here. Messiah and the name. Who is Messiah? Acts chapter 7, verse 38 gives us an idea. Who is Messiah? Acts chapter 7, it talks about way back there in the Old Testament times. It says in Acts 7, "This is he that was in the assembly in the wilderness with the messenger which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Yahva Hosha into the possession of the Gentiles." That word Yahva Hosha is our Messiah, the Son of the Heavenly Father, Yahva, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Messiah into the possession of the Gentiles. So Acts 7:38 and also Acts 7:45 there for you. We see Messiah also not only in Acts 7 in the newer scriptures, but in John chapter 20, verse 28, where the reference is to my master and my Yahva. When they were speaking to the Messiah, they bowed down and said, "My master and my Yahva." 1 Corinthians 10:1, Corinthians chapter 10. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea." Verse 2, "And were baptized or immersed unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea." Verse 3, "And did all eat the same spiritual meat." Verse 4, "And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah." Or in the King James Version, of course, it says Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, which we refer to in this website. That rock was Messiah would be a more correct rendition or rendering of that word there, and not Christos, or not Christ. But anyway, the rock that followed them was Messiah. 1 Corinthians 10 there. Also, how about Hebrews chapter 8? 8 verse 9 in Hebrews, as we pick it up here, "Not according to the covenant that I made." Who is speaking here? The Messiah is saying in Hebrews 8. And the apostle was inspired to write this, as we read, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt," or Mitzrayim, "because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith Yahweh." So here he is, that he was the one in the wilderness. Actually, we can find the Messiah, or the Son of Yahweh the Father. We can see him talking to Adam, even if we look in here, talking to Abraham, talking to Moses, but the Father has never spoken, nor have we seen his shape or similarity. And that we'll get to later, I think, here in John, there in John 5. Right now we want to go way back to the beginning of where the Messiah is prophesied of in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Messiah and the names. Scriptures about Messiah. What are these scriptures here? Many of you have heard this, Isaiah 9, 6, or Yeshayahu. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonder, or Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Yahweh, the Everlasting Father." The Everlasting Father, wow. "The Prince of Peace." This is Isaiah 9, 7. "Of the increase of his government," and not the decrease, but the increase of his government and peace, "there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from hence," or right ruling, "from henceforth even forever. the zeal or ardor of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. Here we see Messiah throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to the Revelation, when he spake to our fathers, and here is the one who was prophesied, who came and died for our sins and rose again, the Messiah whom we call Yahweh HaMashiach, according to Strong's Concordance, or Yahweh Hosha, according to Strong's Concordance. But they're not two different names. Jeremiah 11:20, the 11th chapter now. But O Yahweh of hosts, that judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Jeremiah 17, verse 10, he says, I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins even to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So he is the judge, the Messiah. Yahweh is the judge. 2 Peter 1:1, and our deliverer or savior, Yahweh Hosha. And our deliverer or savior, Yahweh Hosha or Messiah. 2 Peter there, or 2 Kefa. Also 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, and without controversy, great is the secret of reverence. Yahweh was manifest in the flesh, declared right in the spirit, seen of messengers, preached unto the nations or Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into esteem. Yahweh was manifest in the flesh, declared right in the spirit, and seen of messengers, preached and believed on, and received up into esteem. Titus 2:13, up in the newer scriptures, Titus 2:13 is looking for the blessed expectation, for the second coming, the expectation and esteemed appearance of the great Creator and our Deliverer, Messiah, or Yahweh Hosha Messiah, as we like to say, because that is his name. The Father's name is in the Son, and Yahweh is the Father, Yahweh Hosha, or Ho, bringing salvation, Shah, deliverance or salvation. Messiah is our Messiah. Colossians 1, verse 2, favor to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Messiah, and the Master Yahweh Hosha Messiah. John chapter 5, John 5, or Yochanan verse 5, verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself does. And greater works than these he is going to show him, in order that you marvel. John 5:21, for as the Father raises the dead and makes alive, even so the Son makes alive whom he wishes. And we're primarily reading from the King James, unless they use a corrupted word or a common word, and we'll have to change it. So that's when we read different words in there, we'll use Christ. Instead of Christ, we'll use Messiah or Yahweh Hosha. Revelation 2:21, and I gave her space to repent. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Here the adultery in this case and the bed are symbolic, but it could also be literal or physical, but in this case we know it's symbolic just by the in context their reading of this. Revelation 2:22, I'll cast her into a bed, and then that commit adultery with her into a great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death, and all the assembly shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. That was in Revelation 2. So all throughout, our heavenly Messiah is the judge. He is the judge of all living and the dead, and he's doing the judging, the forgiveness of sins. He is bringing us resurrection power. He is administrating Yahweh, the Father's perfect government and all those commandments, statutes, and judgments. In the Torah, he is administrating that to us and through the power of his Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. And by the way, Hebrew will be a pure language. It's going to go back to that in the time to come, in the millennium. If we look in Stephen, Zephaniah, that is, or Stephaniah, I'm just pronouncing it differently. More correctly, it would be Stephaniah, but it can also be that Zephaniah or Zephaniah. It can also be Stephen, but chapter 3, didn't confuse you. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. This is just all Jewish, isn't it? Adam, Moses, Paul, and all Abraham, they were all, okay, just go ahead and call them Jewish and write them off. But no, I know you won't do that. And it says in Zephaniah 3, for then I will turn, then will I turn to the people a pure language, which they may all call upon the name of Yahweh, to serve him with one consent. Yahweh is a spirit. In John 4:22, Yahweh is a spirit, and those that praise him must praise him in spirit and truth. So they argue about how many angels or messengers can dance on the head of a pin, or how many are in the Yahweh's family, Father, Son, and Ruach HaKadosh, or whatever. You know, there's the argument of whether there's just one, two, or three. And some say that if you don't believe their way, then you're not saved. But it says in John 4:22 that Yahweh is a spirit, and those that praise him must praise him in spirit and in truth. So that solves the whole controversy right there. And he's a spirit. And there's just no arguing about that. We can't deny the spirit. Why would 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 14, why would they be written and giving all those instructions of different gifts of the Spirit? Why would there be the fruit of the Spirit? He, the Messiah, by the way, it's not by the way, but the Messiah is praised. Have you ever, you probably noticed that? Well, maybe some haven't. So let's go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, here in YahvahNotYahweh.com. Article called Messiah and the Name, or Scriptures about Messiah. Messiah and His Name. So our Messiah, the one commonly called in the King James Version, Jesus. 2:11, and when they were come into the house, when the kings came into the house where Messiah was as a child, they saw the young child with Mary or Miriam, his mother, and fell down and the King James has worshipped him, we'll say praised him. Yeah. So here even as a child, as a newborn child from Miriam, the virgin, that our Messiah, died for our sins, he was even praised as the Mighty One, as the Son of the Father, Yahweh. Matthew 8:2. Got about 5 more minutes to go here on this particular section. Okay, where did I say now? 28 verse 9 in the newer scriptures. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yahweh met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and praised him. Matthew 28:9. I know you're probably driving along your car on the turnpike or LA freeway or something, or maybe you're over in Japan on the Amori freeway or something, but when you get a chance to sit down, you know, sit down and study these, it's really amazing how many scriptures say that the Messiah was actually praised as the Mighty One, and as a deity, as they say. He is the Creator, after all, so he should be praised. Colossians tells us, and Hebrews chapter 1 tell us that he created it all. He created this nose that's on our faces. He created the mouth that desires to eat. So, you know, the lips, the tongue, everything, the nerves, ending. It's just awesome how he... The ingenuity, the creative power he had to do all of this, and that, and to cause us to propagate these different races, as it were. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Yahweh Hosha, or the Messiah, and shall believe in thine heart that Yahweh has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10. Proving once again that we need to confess the Messiah as our Savior. Now, the Orthodox Jews are very devout people and not to be looked down on at all, but they, for the most part, do not recognize the Messiah yet. That's not to say that the Gentiles are all so wonderful either. We're the ones who are responsible for including myself, I guess, as a Gentile, maybe, but I'm probably not. But anyway, we're the ones who brought in these filthy, evil governments in the world in the year 2010. And afterwards, these powerful, wicked governments. And the way we did that was to just continually vote for compromising politicians. And things just went downhill, starting from 50, 60 years ago, or, of course, earlier than that. And we never seem to be able to get any better. The pendulum swings a little here and there, but it never stops in the middle where it should be. John chapter 5, verse 43. 5:43, go back a page. He says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. So the Messiah came in his Father's name. What's his Father's name? It's YHWH. And that's well proven in this website and many other publications and the scriptures and so on, if you do good research. So that was 5:43 of John. How about 12:28? The Messiah said, Father, magnify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both magnified it and will magnify it again. Not using the word glory there, as that's a common word. So we do not whisper his name annually at the Day of Atonement, as the tradition of the Jews in the last couple of thousand years have done incorrectly. We're supposed to proclaim his name. Tehillim, or the book of Psalms in chapter 102, for example, 102 of Psalms, and then down there at verse 15 through 21, you could read the whole thing. I'm just time for this one here, I think, and then we'll close. It says, even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. Even the heathen fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. Psalm 102, verse 15. Yahweh is our Messiah. He's to be praised. And Hallel, Yahweh, all praise to our mighty Messiah, who gave us our life. He'll raise us from the dead. If we trust in him, he'll forgive our sins if we repent. So remember that, huh? Messiah and the name. Shalom. Second part now of Messiah and the name. We'll have some more scriptures about Messiah here, and then talk about the name that we commonly use. And if the name isn't that important, why did we have Acts 4:12? Now we have to believe on his name to be saved. Is a substitute okay? No, it isn't. And why do people persecute those who use his name or try to use a different name? They persecute them. They say, oh, you're full of pride, or, they might want to kill you, or they might murder people who use his name. Well, I say, well, thank you. That proves it all the more. For a moment there, I was just starting not to believe. I was getting all wishy-washy, but now that you want to persecute me, what's your reason for doing that? If there's nothing to his name in the first place, why worry about it? They want to make a big deal out of persecuting you for using that name, the name above all names, for exalting and singing his name, proclaiming his name when you're alone, saying to Yahweh, praise him. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his esteem. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. and the people which shall be created shall praise Yahweh. Where am I reading? I'm reading in, I think it's Psalm 102. Sorry. I'll tell you in a moment. For he has looked down from the height of his set apart place. From heaven did Yahweh behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose that which that are appointed to death, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve Yahweh. Yeah, I think that should be Psalm 102. The heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his esteem. Regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. You know, for his people, not just for anybody. Psalm 22 says, and I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. So, why worry about the name? Because he said to declare it. Declare thy name, Psalm 22. Psalm 29, I'll declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. We're going to praise the Messiah. We're going to praise the Father, the everlasting Father Yahweh. Psalm 44:20. If we have forgotten the name of our Maker, or stretched out our hands to a strange Elohim, shall not Yahweh search this out, for he knoweth the secrets of the heart? He'll search this out. If we have forgotten the name of our Maker. We have, haven't we? Forgotten the name. The Jews didn't pass it down. They used Jehovah, which pretty close. Yahovah, or Ho, meaning bringing salvation. But, yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. You know, not one person being killed all day long, but the people of Yahweh are killed all day long. You know, especially his chosen Jewish people in the chosen land. They're being killed and pushed out of their homes. Condoleezza Rice pushing out, 4,000 home people in the there in 2007, 2008, somewhere. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Psalm 44. Shall not Yahweh search this out, for he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Psalm 44. The name of the Savior. Messiah. There's the title, but the name of the Savior, we looked in the concordance, and we, you know, looked up Ho is salvation. We looked Shah is bringing salvation. Yahweh is his name. So Yahweh Ho Shah, or Yahweh HaMashiach. HaMashiach is just means Messiah, or Messiah is, you know, bringing us his salvation. Well, there's more to it than that, but we're not dwelling on the actual title of Messiah right now. You could order a tract that talks about this from David Kloppenstein, and I'll give you the address in a moment. The correct spelling of his name is found in our website, yahweh.yahweh.com, with a dash between each word. Yahshua, son of Joseph, by C.O. Dodd is another tract there. Yeshua, which is an incorrect spelling, as we mentioned earlier. C.O. Dodd, who's no longer living. He was a Seventh-day Church of God person who pioneered the name here in the last century. I'm also the man for the last century. The proper spelling of the Master's name is derived from Yahshua, or Yasha, more correctly. Messiah's name was changed in the Greek and to English as Jesus. The original name is not written in the New Testament text. You will find little Hebrew there. You find some here and there. You'll find some Hebrew in Acts and in the book of the Revelation. We use the name Yahweh HaMashiach, or the title Yahweh HaMashiach. Actually, Yahweh is the name. That's the Father's name, and the Father's name is in the Son. And the proof is in why the V and Yahweh. That's one of our articles here. Why the V in Java? That should be our most important highlighted article. And also the name of the Savior is Yehoshua by J. David Kloppenstein. And I will give you that address. Here it is from J. David Kloppenstein, K-L-O-P, and then Fenstein, The House of Yava, Y-A-H-V-A-H. Then the address is found on our website. It's pretty long. It's 2672 N as in North, and then 500 E as in East, Kendallville, Indiana. Zip code 46755. That's in the USA. 46755. From the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, the English form goes back to the Latin Iesus, which transliterates, not translates, the Greek. It does not translate. But the original form was Yahshua, or more fully, Yehoshua, according to them. Ho means salvation of Yahweh. And, of course, the Shua and Yehoshua is incorrect and corrupt, as the content of this Messiah and the name website has pointed out. And I believe I said earlier, if I didn't, we'll get to it. I think we already did that. Scholars know that our Savior wasn't known by the name Jesus in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, or 1,000 years ago it was. In the Hebrew or Greek, they didn't use that Jesus until the Romans came along. The fact that many have come, now we'll give the reference on this, the fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing a substitute name of Jesus does not make that his actual name. He was born a Hebrew, prophesied in Isaiah 9:6, to unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, also in Micah 5:2, and many others, but Jesus is not Hebrew. It's not spoken in Jerusalem except by those who are from the West. It's spoken in Mexico as Jesus. It is in fact derived from the Greek name Jesus, the Greek name Jesus, which is found in the Greek. According to the Lytle and Scott Greek lexicon, Jesus is the Ionic masculine form of the name Iaso, I-A-S-O, and to interpret the Greek goddess of healing, not God, but goddess, the Elohim of healing. See the word Iaso, I-A-S-O. Greek goddess of healing, that's who we're calling on when we say that name, according to Lytle and Scott. Of course, many great leaders of the 20th century have always proclaimed J-E-S-U-S. I was saved in 1975 calling on the name. I didn't know any better. I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I used what they told me to use, J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T, the Christ word, but we've found out the derivative and the origin of these two words, and so we use his correct name now. The name, for the name Jesus to be the same as the Hebrews Yahweh, Hosha, it must also have the word salvation and the name Yahweh in that name, if we're speaking of the Messiah. The Greek word for salvation is, in Strong's, the Greek word is G4992, number 4992, soterion, salvation, in Strong's Concordance. The Greek word for Savior is soter, S-O-S-T-E-R, number 4990. Well, that's a lot of in-depth study. I mean, it wouldn't take very long, but you're hearing this in voice driving along the freeway or up in the mountains fishing or something, and I'm not really helping by throwing out a bunch of numbers in audio for you. But neither of these words is in the name Jesus or Jesus. Salvation or Savior or Soter are not in that Jesus. It is the Jesus, the Greek goddess of healing, and a woman at that. So the name is not a translated name. The only alternative is a transliterated name. Jesus or Jesus is used in Mexico, in Jerusalem, It was not used in the time of our apostles or emissaries, since it's not Hebrew. Yasha means bring salvation, and that's a Hebrew 3467. You can look that up when you get home. In your concordance, 3467 is Yasha. So, yeah. Where did the name Yeshua come from, by the way, with Yeshua? Yeshua 3442 in Hebrew. Does Yeshua mean salvation? Was Hoshea, or Hoshea, you know, there's the book of Hosea, or Hoshea, Yehoshua, as in the language of Canaan, in Numbers 13:16, is that the right Hebrew word translated? Is that the right word translated for the word salvation? No, it should be Yahweh HaMashiach, or, you know, as we say, Yahweh Hosha. And the problem with Shua in Yahshua is that Shua, look it up in your, when you get home, Shua, S-H-U-A, 7775 means crying for help. Or 7768, it's in that same neighborhood there, 7775, crying for help. Is that our Messiah? The name of a female Canaanite in Hebrew, of any language. 7775 is Shua. So should we be using Hoshea and Yahweh Hoshua and Yahshua? Crying out for help in a Canaanite, Canaanite word at that. Female Canaanite. Cry 11 times, 11 occurrences. Cry for help, strong 7768. Shawa, or Shava, or peal, to cry out, or as a bell, you know, pealing out. The Hebrew word for salvation, though, is 3467, Shah. But Yahshua is a Hellenized word. The Hellenized translators didn't understand the Hebrew name of the Son because they had it nailed to the stake and removed Ho, bringing salvation, the salvation of Yahweh. And the Ho must be put back into his name. In Zechariah 9:9, Numbers 13:16 in the Hebrew, before the translators changed it to Lord, that's YHVH, Yahweh. His name hasn't been lost. If it were lost, then how could we be saved? Because we wouldn't even know to call on him. Well, how about those, by the way, who have called on, you know, the common name, gone to a Billy Graham crusade with no one looking around, they raised their right hand, and so as no one to be embarrassed or anything, that they were admitting that they were a sinner. Should they be embarrassed? They should be embarrassed about their sins, but should they be bold enough to proclaim that they were a sinner, and that who saved them? Yahweh saved them? Or, you know, in our infant way, we'd use the JC name, that he saved us from our sins. And so you're thinking, are you the only one then who is going to be saved and going to paradise? And are all the Christians wrong and going to hell? Yes, I just haven't gotten around to making the arrangements for that. Now, no one can really judge somebody else to hell, can one? The only one who can judge someone to one destination or another is Yahweh, our Savior. So I can't do it, you can't do it, nobody on earth can judge, only the Savior could. We can judge a person's character, we can look at the scriptures and look at their life and say, well, I'm judging you because you're a murderer, you're an adulterer, you know, you're a thief or whatever, you know. Maybe I wouldn't say it to their face, but, and maybe I would. Maybe I'd say, look, we have to come right down and be bold enough to say that I think that you're living in sin, and I think that if you don't repent, you probably will go to hell, you know. Or you'll be lost forever. Why would you want to be with the Savior in the first place if you live that way? I guess the real question would be, how did you get to that place? Then you'd have to go back. And how did you get to such a lost area? But straying here from the theme, Messiah and the name. Ho, the salvation of Yahweh, Zechariah 9:9 and Numbers 13:16. His name has not been lost. Even with the Jews only whispering once a year in the Day of Atonement by the apostates who were wrong and hiding and covering it up, his name has not been lost. Yahweh's name is provable. YHVH is provable. His word is not lost. How long shall this be in the heart to think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams? Jeremiah 23, verse 26. Their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Oh, look up the word Baal, or Baal, B-A-A-L. It means Lord. Let the prophet that has a dream speak my word faithfully. The verse is repeated for... get out of the way. I'm trying to read something. Here's a little box popped up. I'll get it. The verse is repeated in for emphasis, Jeremiah 23. How long shall this be in their heart to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams? The powerful, beautiful name of Yahweh is recorded 7,000 times. Yahweh's name is 7,000 times in the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures. Let us receive his name in our hearts and foreheads. Shout Hallel Yahweh, praise unto Yahweh. Saying the name of Yahweh isn't that familiar, maybe, but over a period of time. And we don't want to be taking his name in vain. We've done that for years, so let's get back to get on the track and praise him. Oh, how I love Yahweh, because Yahweh HaMashiach first loved me. Proclaim his name to the heathen. Let us do this together.